But again, it seems that it's not 1,000% clear. And there's a very lengthy arichas over here. But whatever the case is, as I said, this is the subject of a big machlokes among the poskim. The chinuch assumes that nashim laban also mechamadenu, whether it's for the reason that I mentioned, the pasuk of chumash lo yet kegev al isha, or there may be other explanations as well, with the exception, as I said, of melchemes mitzvah, where the gemara says the same, the chasim mechego, the kala mechupasa. But as I said earlier, I mentioned here the Ramban. The Ramban's found on page number 3. So the Ramban, the end of Pashki Seitzei, he writes, Ech ani mekayim zohar shedei shonu beficha. And shonu beficha, so what does that mean, shonu beficha? So it could mean that not dafka, you have to have a parsha of Tchias HaMalik, but rather you learn in Yonim that have to do with Tchias HaMalik. And you may even be involved in the Yonim of Talmud Torah, or perhaps you first to Kriyas HaMegillah, which is still the Akiv of HaMalik. I mentioned once that it's a taste of Megillah on Davdalin. I asked Rasul Amitri about this taste. This very striking taste. The taste that describes this development to Dr. Sternschlitter and anyone who's served as a gabbai. What to say the Hadvarim is Kali Shola and no Kali Shola. And wow, what a tool that the Poskim does. These things are always of interest to me, mostly from a Lubavitcher standpoint. More than a lot of advice, I'll be honest with you. But there's a part of that thesis, he has a Chiddush Golomai, which doesn't make any sense. Thesis suggests over here that on Purim morning, we lay from B'Shalach, Vayav HaMalik, and we don't bring the Sefer Torah back. We hold on to the Sefer Torah while we're reading the Megillah. So I asked our salvation, my high, what's the nature of this? We always return the Sefer Torah. That's the Chiddush between Tzfarim and Ashkenazim. Tzfadim don't return the Sefer Torah until after Ashri Rolatzino. And Ashkenazim return it, by the way, Ma'a Kesher between Ashri Rolatzino and the Kriya Satera. We finish Kriya Satera, we return the Sefer Torah. The Aron Kodesh here, Tyson says specifically, Tyson says Ashkenazim. We hold on to the Sefer Torah, Mishas Kriya Satera. So I asked Rav Soloveitchik, so he told me for me to see one of his many writings, that Kriya Satera is a Kiyam of Zecher Amalek. That's why we're holding on to the Sefer Torah. That's what he told me. And he has other riots to this. He saw the Gemara in the second Megillah. I think it's Poshit. The Kriyas Megillah is the key. It's like rolling. The Gragrin for Hanuman. There are many other riots as well. I just wrote you some Balabatish riots. But there are riots from Gemara's. That's the key. Like, well, that's what he's doing. Then while I was at it, I asked him, okay, so why does Darwin hold on to the Sefer Torah on Monday and Thursday and don't return it right away? Ashi Balatzio. So he answered, based on Gemara Babatzio. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that if the family has Torah among their heirlooms, if I can use such terminology, for 3 generations, so the Gemara said, Lo Yamushin, the Pasuk says, we say it in the Bava Metzia, Mipicha, Mizaracha, Zerazacha, 3 generations, then it's Avtocha, Lo Yamushin, Mehem Le'olah. We'll remain with them forever. So the Rav said, you see that there's a connection between the Asher Bava Metzia and the Kriya Satayah. So I said, no, so why did Ashkenazim adopt that? He says, because it's Drush Ba'alma. That's what he told me. It's not Allah. It's a big smile. Drush Ba'alma. Okay, but I'm only saying this because of that thesis, who refers to a very, I don't think we do it. I don't know anyone who does it. Ashkenazim. I don't know any Ashkenazim in South Africa that they hold on to the Sefer Torah.
We do it on Shabbos.
So that's the next question. Don't worry, I'll answer that question too. Once I had him, I went on my merry way. Why is it that Shabbos we return the Sefer Torah after Ashrei? We're doing exactly what the Sfarim do. So of course he answered, you can pour God. Because what is you can pour God? You can pour God has it essentially where the entire tefillah is really a tefillah for strengthening the metal of Talmid Chacham. That's what both the can pour God saw. I mentioned on Shabbos. In terms of what they did, one of the early reform decisions was when we need 2 Yikum programs, they took away one. And they figured we don't need the second one either, so they took away the second. And they said on them, in the context of the marble, that pasuk is found. But anyway, so Rasulation the Yikum program, so I said, Muslim mit Ashrei. So we should return it right after Yikum program, before Ashrei. So then he again, he didn't really, I didn't hear a clear response. So why Dafka and Shabbos? And what about during the week? They like this Lashon Oh, he said, that's a glush, and this is clearly Kukurkan, a very more significant kind of statement regarding angry Talmid Chacham. I hear that because it's certainly the entire Kukurkan is really directed to that. I think there's a practice not to do it without a minion. Kashamati is a discussion of the poskim, but you need a minion to say Kukurkan, one of them, perhaps not both of them. So what a whole talk about that as well. Okay, it's interesting. Why I'm saying all this, so I'll let you mention. Now that you got me rolling on another, I didn't plan on discussing this. So as you mentioned from his father, when he got an aliyah in Pasha Zohar, so apparently he didn't read it together with Balperi. Mostly, like, we get aliyahs, like the practices, that's not Mishnah Brura, class in Paskin, we should read it together with the Balperi. Because really, we should have been the Balik Kriya. But Kadesh Lola Vayesh, like the Mishnah has with reference to Bikurim and elsewhere. So therefore, we have a Valkyrie who's proficient, and he is the one who does the laning. So we do laning with him. And when Yosei bashes that, how we Yosei Kriyas HaTorah, generally we assume that the Chiyah of Kriyas HaTorah is different in Pashas Zohar than it is with regular Kriyas HaTorah. What does that mean? So Rav Soloveitchik said the following, that really, the reason why his father did not read the Kriya together with the Balkari, Pasha Zohar, because the Dinah Shometa over there, that doesn't apply on Zohar. Zohar, the Dinah is a Chaybas Kriya. It's a Din to read Pasha Zohar. But Kriya Sater in general, the Dinah Shometa, I'm just telling you what he said. I mean, he said it based on this Sifra, Mani Rekayim Zohar, Sheteshon and Befitha. The Tzibur entirely is Yotze, the theme of Kriya, but by having Kavana to be Yotzei the Kriya of the Balkari, we did Shomek Oive. So you also have to be Yotzei together with the entire Tzibur of the Balkari. There's no Parshas Zohar of the Yotzei. It's a Chavas Tzibur. It's a seven obligation that evolves around the Tzibur. So if you were to be the Balkari yourself, you'd be the Kalpil by having to say every word twice. So it could be an Ad Yotzei. So he was quiet. There was only Yotzei with the Kriya of the Balkari. Mashenki, Parshas, and Pula, there, in Amachuyim to be Yotzei the Kriya of the Balkari, they did Shomek Oive. But the Yotzei, without the Shomer Torah, the Chiyuv is to hear Kriyas HaTorah. No Chiyuv to read the Torah, to basically to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, it could be you're not masid the Shmir by the fact that you're also reading together with Balkari, Mashen can hear. That's what Rav Mishnah Solovey decided, that massive Chiddush. Chiddush Golomai, I recall it correctly, I think more or less that's what Solovey said. Okay, but I'm only mentioning this in the context of this halacha of Amon. Now I want to mention another Kiddush since I've already said Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik will say another Kiddush, which is also very fascinating. There's a Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, the Hilt Volochim. Ram tells about the mitzvah of the destroying Zayin Amamin. It's a Paskin Torah. That the Torah says, Hakim Tachrimim, Losichos Lembris, Lesachonim. Lesachonim is a relevant issue in the course of the Shemitah year. Selling Eretz Yisrael to the non-Jews is not so simple. That such a mechira should be chal, should take effect, seems to be the violation, perhaps of leisachonim. Anyway, there's a mitzvah of achim tachrimim of destroying the zayin amamim. So the Rambam has the melachim. I think it's in Berakeh. I don't have it in front of me. The Rambam says a person who does not, let's say you meet one of the zayin amamim and you don't kill him. So the Rambam says your eber on a lot says let's chay b'al neshama. You're supposed to kill all the zayin amamim. They have to get rid of them. How do they destroy them? But then the Rambam quotes a Mishnah Maseches Yadayim. Ukvar Ova Zichron. Mishnah writes in Maseches Yadayim. Basar Cherev. Melech Ashur. Bilbil Eskaloma. So he went ahead and he decided to what they used to call here transfer Me'akahana of Hashem. To transfer all the denizens elsewhere. Okay, without getting into that. But so the Mishnah writes in Maseches Yadayim. For Ova Zichron, we can identify it. If we were to know who the Zayin Amamim are, then we have an obligation to go ahead when we meet them and literally kill them. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Radvaz says that that's what Rambam is referring to. The Radvaz has a perish on the Mishnah Torah. He has an Hilchos Melachim. So he writes over there that that's exactly the Makkah of the Rambam. For Rav Zichron is that Mishnah, Maseches Yadayim, that Basan Cherev, who Bilbel Esahumos. And that's why the Rambam, in effect, tells you we know that there's a mitzvah to remember the Maaseh Amalek and Ari Vosso, as I mentioned before, the Ari Vosso, the whole thing that we just spoke about a moment ago. And what's fascinating is that with reference to Zayin Amamim, so the Rambam says, Pra'av HaZichron. But when it comes to Amalek, the Rambam doesn't say so. The Rambam should have said, Pra'av HaZichron, by Amalek as well. You don't know who Amalek is. You don't have a clue who they are. So Rav Soloveitchik excited. I think from his father, for sure. Perhaps even from his grandfather. What was his grandfather Nifter? A Chaim Briska, I assume, was Nifter before the Second World War, for sure. Just, I don't know the exact day, but he was Nifter. In his name, Rav Soloveitchik said the following. The fact that the Rambam does not say Kfaravat Zichra, that means that the mitzvah is still kind. What does that mean? So it means the following, that any nation that rises against Klal Yisrael and says, they want to essentially eliminate us. They have a din of Amalek, and the mail of the obligation is to destroy them. Now the question is, to whom does that apply? So there are, of course, many theories. So Rav Chaim and Rav Soloveitchik said it about the Germans, about the Nazis, the Mashma Bezirka. I don't know if someone told me today, someone sent me today, that Putin, the one that I deemed Amalek on Friday night, that he declared the reason why he is attacking Ukraine is because there are a bunch of Nazis. I don't know exactly what that's supposed to mean.
He wants to become a mitzvah.
Pshuto b'mashmo. But as the Gemara says, the condition called Paisel, b'mumah Paisel. And mum shabach, al tevel l'chabroch. The kids are, so Vasilevich said from his father, this chiddush adir. So many want to extend it to others besides the Germans. I don't want to now specifically tell you who they have in mind. It's not so difficult. We're living in the Middle East. You can more or less figure out who they have in mind. So I didn't think that this is really, I thought that this is a massive kind of chiddush. Really, it's true. The Rambam does not say for Avat Zichra, but I thought it only applies specifically to Amalek and to that nation that attacked us from the Levant Mitzrayim. And then I asked Nevensol Shlita, I'm going to Nevensol, he was aware of this talk, he heard of it. He told me, Lefiyad Mizdaiti is Alonachom. He doesn't think it's correct. And also, I always question this. So even though the deer is a very nice deer, in fact, the Ram does not mention, Pra'avad Zichram, Pra'avad Sibram, the Lashon of the Mishnah Yadayim, because he doesn't mention what happens to Amalek. The Chazon, it seems to be a rather difficult, in matter of fact, Ibn Ezra, the Falshon, was very good, Ibn Ezra, and Psukim over there, here, in with the Torah says, Vayachlosh Yoshua, Es Amalek, Es Amalek, Yichorev. So the Ibn Ezra, the question is, who's Amalek? And who's Amalek? So the Ibn Ezra asked the question, right over there, that pasuk here that I have on the, see, really, it's a striking pasuk. I mean, Vayizani Bechor, Kol Hanecha, Sholim Acharecha, Vayachlosh Yeshua, Tashal HaKom Gila. So he says that Amalek is the shame of the Melech. How does he know that? Because it says, Vayachlosh Yeshua, Es Amalek Ves Amalek. The Bnei of the Dike, Amalek is the name of the king. And Amalek, of course, is the nation of Amalek. So Yoshua went ahead, Vayachlosh. Yoshua, Es Amalek, Es Amalek. So apparently there were others who became involved with the Melech of Amalek, or others who were Mishamit to the Maisa Amalek. And so anyway, so Rav Moshe Soloveitchik wanted to bring a ride for this Ibn Ezra. And what do you see from Ibn Ezra? Anyone who's mischaber to Amalek, to the king, whomever this Amalek may be, he's also included in the Isra. And therefore, Kol Misha Mechubar, the darkness of Amalek, who Bechal Amalek. Anyway, there's a Mechilta, I tell you, when the Briskos go to work, wow. They find, they look for all kinds of riots that will, they come up with a thesis first, and then they have to go and bring proofs. That's one of the accusations is always directed against the business, that sometimes they have this thesis in their head, and then they have to go ahead and prove it, so then they start pulling out from all the stops from everywhere. That's when they discover chizkunis and all kinds of other fascinating rishayim. So the argument is that when the Mechilta actually says, Vayachlosh Yoshua, Samolik, Vesavo, and says here, Bacho, Emcha, Zech, Amolik, so the Mechilta writes, Kol Ador Ahu. So the Netziv says, what does it mean, Kol Adorahu? Kol Adorahu, Haboyim and Amalek. Those who join, forces of Amalek. Those who decide to join them, Abu Mishalom, Baruch Amalek. Because they're Gamadoros, and that's what they eat. They're married to the Netziv, the briskers, and then they bring a rise from the Netziv, and they say, Ezra. But anyway, the sod is that the Ram doesn't say, for Abba Zichram, in reference to Amalek. So it's a right that any nation that rises against us and decides to destroy us has a din Amalek. Because the din of Amalek is still kind. It's still operative. It's still relevant. It's manin order. We don't apply what we said with Shiva Amalek. We don't apply to Amalek. There we have a clear mission in Gadayim that for Abba Zichram, for Abba Zichram, Mashenkin over here, you don't have such a, even though who almost this Balbalu, even though there was a mixing of all the nations by Tzadkei Melech Ashur, doesn't apply to the din of Malo. It's interesting with the Rambam, when he defined, this is also Mahalakos Rishonim, how he defined the Melchamas Mitzvah, the first mission is Sanhedrin, and also you have a Rashi over there, and then you also have a Rambam, you have King Rishon and talk about what's the definition of a Melchamas Mitzvah. So the Rambam mentioned Melchamas Shiva Aramim, and the Rambam also mentions Amalek. And then also there was a famous din, I think, of Ezra Sissel, the Atzor Shabbat. Let's say here, in the state of Israel, where, unfortunately, we seem to be under constant kind of attack. There's no question that there's a Muhammad's mitzvah involved here. Then we're obligated to join at the Gemara said and said, the Chasim Mechaber with Dalma Mubasa. So Chiyib Alpidin, that we should be part of it. Ezra Sissel, the Atzor Shabbat, that's Lash Hamah. That's included in Muhammad's mitzvah. That's the case. So it's true that even though the Rambam mentions Melchamas Amalek separately, but undoubtedly this is relevant to this parasha, namely that if one comes to destroy Klal Yisrael, okay, so whether anyone besides the Nazis had this kind of status, I don't know. I mean, I know that in the shul here we have a few political scientists, they're the ones who told me about this, about what Putin said regarding, he called them Nazis, and he wants to basically... What he's doing is, as you said, is the king of Amalek. He's getting rid of the Nazis over there. There are a lot of Nazis in the Ukraine. I didn't know that they had a Nazi-like mentality. Basically, it's a pretext just to attack them and to more or less absolve himself and to try to find some rationality for this incursion, which, of course, has absolutely no basis whatsoever. Okay, that's what they... we have a few... I don't know if you realize how many Lamdon we have in the political science area in this shul. I got a whole Shikotera Chavez from someone, and then I got a Shikotera today from someone else, and they called me up just to tell me this. I thought, usually I want to have Pastor Chavez, and they asked me for an ASA, but I'm not a political scientist. I don't have expertise in the geopolitical area. It's not my area to follow, and I don't have much interest in it either. But I thought I had to ask you, you could understand that but you certainly know who this. You could understand. I come to this is the most exciting thing that's happening over here. I told him I find the Ramban far more exciting than all this. And I also, he said, but aren't you davening? Of course I'm davening. I'm davening that Rahman was son, this should end quickly. So no more people should be killed. And there are many, many Jews living in Ukraine, unfortunately. And really, the lives are terrible, are involved in the Mamish and the Sakharas Defashas. Okay, I wanted to add one more thing if I can. Now, this already is a bit of a finish, and also based on the Lashon HaRambam. I just want to read to you HaRambam, maybe just a few more minutes. The Rambam, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara Chof, the Gemara says that there's a din that I mentioned the list of items you're supposed to do when you come to Eretz Yisrael. One is to establish a sovereign government, meaning enough. The second is the Mitzvah. All you can find the Mitzvah. Let's say it's the same there. There's an order that has to be followed. So there's a Rambam also. I didn't actually, I didn't plan on discussing this Rambam, so that's why it's not here. I thought that pages on 5 and 6 are probably going to continue maybe on Friday night, so I won't trouble you with that right now. But anyway, the Rambam says that Minim Melech Kolom Muhammad Samal. That's actually based on the Pasuk. Because, Baniyah Hashem Elokech Elokom Nikol Evechem Yisavif. You have page 1, you have it right here. One. And also you see from the Pesukim in Tanakh that Shmuel, Osi Shalach Hashem and Shachach of the Melech, Atolech Vikis Samolik. The Rambam does not quote the pasuk here, which he should have quoted it. Ki Yar al Kes Ka, Milcham al Hashem Amolik with Dor Ador. What does that mean? Ki Yar al Kes Ka, Milcham al Hashem Amolik, Pashim. Namely, when there's a king. Ki Yar al Kes Ka, then Milcham al Hashem Amolik. No, the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Shmuel, Shmuel is told to destroy Amalek. And there it says that Osi, Shalach Hashem, I think, Shalachah Lemelech, Ata, Lechli Kisus Amalek, which is Mashma, that's the Seder Adorim. First comes the idea of Minin Melech, and then comes Amalek. That's the Seder of the Gemara. The Gemara says first Minin Melech, and then Amalek, and then after that comes the Mitzvah Binyan Besaridosh. Now, it's interesting. That could be that this pasuk here, Kiyar Al Kes Ka, the Gemara actually, when it quotes this pasuk, the Gemara doesn't learn out from here except a kind of Din Kedima. That Minin Melech precedes Melchamas Amalek. However, how do you know you need a melech in order to do the Maisel Matias Amalek? The Rambam calls a pasuk. That the Shmuel said to Shaul that I was told to go and, in fact, anoint you as a king. Because you need a king in order to have not just a din kedima. Without a melech, you can't be the kind of mitzvah of Mechias HaMelech. That's a prerequisite for Mechias HaMelech. You have to have a melech. That's how the Rambam quotes that pasuk and not the pasuk over here. Ki yad al kei stov, nocham Hashem ba'amalek midor ador. And if I'm not mistaken, that we discussed it already once actually before. Moshe Rabbeinu has a din melech. Yeshua has a din melech. Kach chatu b'Rambam. This is the subject they say on the pasuk Vayibishur Melech, Misasi Vashayam, Dachachita, Yisrael, the end of the same Dvarim, Machomes of Yishen, where it refers to Hashem's bar, or refers to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu certainly had a Din Melech, so he should be the one to be Nocham Ba'amalek, but Moshe, as I said, he had to go ahead and daven. That's what the Pesukim over here said, that
Who's the mitzvah on? Is it on the individual or on the
people? So that would seem to be dependent upon the two parshas of B'shalach and Kiseitse. B'shalach, the mitzvah is on Hashem Yisbarach. Macha em chazeh hamalek. In Kiseitse, it's clear there are two aspects of the mitzvah. Could even be both the chovas tzibur and maybe even the chovas yochid. Timcha ezeh hamalek. But certainly, there's the chovas tzibur to go ahead and rid ourselves of hamalek. But I'm saying now, that there's a need for a melech. That it's interesting that that's the mashmaos of the psukim in Shmuel. When Shmuel told the Shaul that Hashem told me to anoint you as king, ata lech v'kisus avol. That's how the Rambam quotes the Melachim. Sounds like that the melech is a prerequisite to the kind of mitzvah of Amalek. I mean, there's a one can actually discuss this in context of another Rambam. The Rambam Perapavim Strumas, which I don't have in front of me at all. So that Rambam there, in the first paragraph of the Struma, the Rambam talks about Eretz Yisrael. He defines Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Or what are the bounds of Eretz Yisrael? What are the geographic bounds of Eretz Yisrael? So he tells you it has to be a land that was conquered by a Melech Yisrael, or a land, the Rambam said, that was conquered by a Shefin or a Novi Midas Rav Yisrael. It has to be based on the acquiescence, on the approval of Klal Yisrael. That's called Kibush Rabbin. As opposed to Kibush Yochid, of David HaMelech, of Surya, where has he gotten? So, in effect, what the Rambam is saying that he mentions a melech, a navi, a shevet. The question is, what does a navi got to do with the price of tea in China? What does the Rambam mention over there? He mentions melech, he mentions navi, he mentions shevet, midas rav yisrael. What's a navi doing there? Why is a navi a factor? So, apparently, that the assumption is that somehow that's the navi, and that's exactly what we're talking about here in Shmuel. Shmuel got the nevuah. That the Muhammad is going to be a Muhammad's mitzvah, and he has to go ahead and appoint the king before that Muhammad can take place. That seems to be the fascist of the Rambam, namely that he's supposed to anoint Shaul, and then after Shaul is anointed as a melech, then likely Kisa is a molech. That's what, okay, I'm only saying that because of this element of Minin Malchus seems to be a prerequisite for a molech. I just want to end with one thing, and that is that in this mitzvah, of the Zechir HaSamolek, so I'll let you quote the Zohar. The Zohar says that Amalek is told in the Tohu, evil incarnate. We have to combat evil. That is, he felt that's also part of the mitzvah of Amalek. I am actually, maybe, as I said, the political scientist who spoke to me today here in the shul, so I asked him, so why does the United States not become involved militarily? Oh, so he said to me,
"Guess
who's in charge?" What? Yeah, so he said to me, "Where have you been for the last 40 years? Have you not noticed there have been changes?" And I told him that America, to me, is the moral compass of the world. And he said to me, "You've been too busy learning Rambans. You don't realize what has happened." I got some shmooze from him. He's very good, actually. I must tell you, he's really. You know who he is. You can figure it out too. He's holding. Pashim's holding by everything that's going on. And then he proceeded to explain to me how there were so many changes, and he went to the Cold War, all the different stages and phases and what have you. But I said, I heard, this is what I was told, the reason why they wanted to become part of NATO, because the nations who are part of NATO, so there's a kind of risk. There's a compact and there's a pact that the others have to intervene. He says, you really think they would intervene? That's what he tells me. I said, what do you mean? You signed a commitment. He said, where have you come from? He says, where have you been living? That's me. I guess it's the whole conversation. Okay, so maybe I have a certain naivete regarding, but to my mind, I'm an American citizen. I think I still am, even though I'm also a citizen of the state of Israel. But the fact of the matter is, to me, America represents the moral compass of the world. And that's when he explained to me things have radically changed. We're no longer in the same kind of ballpark. And okay, I do understand a little bit what he's saying, but it's chaval, such a tragedy should take place where a nation could just go ahead and trespass and completely decide on their own to go destroy a sovereign nation, not bombing Russia. Well, so that's not Mashiach's side. I don't know what it is. It's to me the Mashiach's side, complete hefker, total chaos. And there's no one to go ahead and take charge and intervene and make some effort to right that which is completely wrong. Now, even though now they told me, he started telling me about SWIFT, I don't know how cool what SWIFT is, this international banking, maybe you're more familiar with it than I am, that controls more or less the entire banking system in the world, and now they put a
sanctions on
them. Putting sanctions, yeah. They're cutting them off from SWIFT. I don't know if it was